For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. As the Senate nears a vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act, some Ohio Valley lawmakers and residents are increasingly uneasy with the potential effects. Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia are highly dependent on Medicaid, and proposed changes could have bigger effects here than almost anywhere else in the country. The Ohio Valley Resource has this analysis of how the heated debate has shed light on the region's health concerns.
It's hard to find a spot on the map where the Senate's proposed changes would have a bigger effect than in the Ohio Valley. Now, this is largely due to proposed changes in Medicaid. Resource reporters Aaron Payne and Mary Meehan have been reporting on the many unexpected ways that Medicaid affects people in the region. Mary, what are some examples of Medicaid's role that have come to light during the health debate?
Well, I was really surprised to find out how essential Medicaid is for keeping rural hospitals open, and also how people with disabilities depend on Medicaid services so they can live in their communities and not in institutions.
Give us a sense of the numbers here.
There are 4.6 million people served by Medicaid, and we keep hearing about new subsets of people. For instance, military families who depend on Medicaid, and that includes 19,000 people in the Ohio Valley.
Aaron, you've been reporting on another of these subsets of people who depend on Medicaid, and that's people affected by the addiction crisis. What's Medicaid's role there?
Well, if you ask treatment specialists, they'll say that the Medicaid expansion allowed them to get more resources to more people. I spoke to Lisa Roberts, who's a public health nurse in Portsmouth, Ohio, and she says the progress they've made in a city hit hard by the addiction crisis is likely to be lost under the proposed repeal plans.
So many of our people depend on types of insurances that would go away. We just have a lot of people here who don't have access to good, regular, employee-covered health insurance.
Republican Senator Rob Portman from Ohio and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia both cited this potential loss of coverage and funding for addiction treatment as a reason they oppose the current Senate plan.
Now, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky had attempted to win them back, pledging more money specifically for addiction treatment. How did that go?
Yes, and the left-leaning Center for American Progress estimates that our states could get up to a $443 million share of those funds per year over 10 years. But treatment specialists say that's far from enough to make a difference when you factor in Medicaid rollbacks.
So those are the kind of numbers that gave Senators Portman and Capito pause about this repeal effort. And Mary, there was a lot of conflicting information flying around. Can you help us sort through one of those claims that was particular to Medicaid coverage?
Well, protesters and opponents most often cited the Congressional Budget Office estimate that 22 million people would become uninsured, while Senator McConnell continued to say that no one on Medicaid would lose coverage.
Nothing that we've advocated so far would cause anybody currently on Medicaid to be taken off of Medicaid.
So who's right, Senator McConnell or the CBO?
Well, I spoke to Simon Hayter, a health policy researcher at West Virginia University, and he says McConnell parsed his words carefully to make that argument, emphasizing people choosing to leave. But many who got Medicaid under the expansion would simply not be able to re-enroll.
You know, the semantics are there to work with that, I guess, but the reality is very, very different.
And Hayter says the ongoing debate helped educate people about the scope of Medicaid, and that conversation will likely continue.
Mary Meehan, Aaron Payne, thank you both very much. There's much more available on this station's website. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young in Louisville.
Support for the Ohio Valley Resource comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.